This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay, now it's not hot as balls outside, at least here in Washington, D.C. again.
As a matter of fact, it's positively dreamy.
It's still nice, but it's still hot.
Yeah, baby. Very hot.
See people sweating, hear people wheezing, feeling hot, hot, hot.
This guy rocks every day, doesn't he?
Very good.
I smell your armpits. You must eat lots of garlic. It's the opposite of cold out, which is hot, hot, hot. It's not the heat so much as the humidity. And your boom, 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 boom. And your boom, boom, boom. Candyman tempting the thoughts of a sweet tooth.
His first fade.
There he is.
His first fade out.
Mm-hmm.
Ran out of words.
And one more just that needs to be played without anything in the background. Yeah. It's from Rosie's blog. Rosie talking about her ingrown hair.
Oh, this is so gross.
Yesterday in the talkie blog, you talked about, I don't even want to say it.
Say it.
It actually it had like a physical reaction.
When a you little barf.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. What?
You picked out an ingrown hair from your face with a thumbtack?
Yes.
We need to talk about
okay,
this.
I'll tell you
this
what happens.
Just, it's not good.
Let me just tell you what happens.
It's looking better.
Yeah, look. See?
What a big.
All right. Here's what I did. Have you ever seen those razor blades that they use to do your eyebrows sometimes real quick? A makeup artist. Have you ever seen those?
It freaks me out. But yeah, they have threads. And
yeah, like the little razor, and you just, it's a tiny little thing that, and
oh,
so
bro.
I thought, God, there is an ingrown hair there, and I got the tweezers and nothing.
Oh.
So I thought, well, I'll just make a little opening with that razor blade.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. Look.
No!
That's the opening. So like, cut.
It looks
like a herpes, but it's not.
It looks like a herpes.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
And that's Leno's gay interviewer. Who is, I think, on Rosie's gay cruise, right?
Yeah. He's lost so much weight. I hope he's okay, Mike.
Same here.
I hope he's okay.
Oh, is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Okay. Let's hear some Al Sharpton.
Keeping it real. I'm your host, Reverend Al Sharpton, and let's go to Frank in New York City. Frank?
Hello? Reverend Al.
Yes.
I want to thank you for taking my call. I also want to say that I've considered you a brother in solidarity. I've been one of yours since I met you 5 years ago when you were gracious enough. It was actually 5 years ago next month. You were gracious enough to come to Washington, D.C. and join in the Momentum rally on the Don and Mike Show, and you showed everyone what size man's ear you wore to hold up those massive boobies. Whoopee!
Wow. Well, these are the kinds of people that we're talking about. Now, here's a guy that calls and makes what he considers a cute prank call.
It was, Al.
It says more about him than it does us.
Yeah.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's Rob's motto. My good friend, Rob Spiewak.
What makes a Nazi?
There he is.
How does he get that way?
How does he get that way? I've always asked that.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, hi, everybody.
Look at the size of his unit.
Look at that thing.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Yeah, I know it.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Oh, speaking of human waste.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
What has that got to do with Regis's bag?
Regis's bag?
His bag.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Ooh. I think he at like 10 to 12 times at one point.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
What time is it?
Welcome to Paula time. Stinky McStink face.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
That's so gay.
Everything's gay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Dongo.
Make sure you keep your pants on.
Right. We're great, right?
They're great.
Thank you for that. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there. Welcome.
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 It's almost on key.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yes.
Oh no!
Hey. All right. Hey, little brains. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah!
Right. I do.
Ah!
Our phone number.
Ah!
Same as it was yesterday.
No! Kelly Clarkson.
Uh-huh. You can call us. Ah! Oh, damn it.
Incredible.
I know.
Who he?
Bread to bars. Phone number 877-365-3636. Same as yesterday. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just like to know where that Peter North soundtrack comes from.
From our Peter North collection.
And speaking of that, I must tell you right out of the chute that I logged a brief amount of time with Pete North today.
Really?
Good man.
not to my total satisfaction.
Of course not.
More as just kind of looking. I didn't really have time. And, well, there's always time. It just didn't happen that way.
Uh-huh.
But I did look at the one of Buzz's little DVDs. And
hold on.
And I went right to the Peter North segment.
Oh, so one of Buzz's DVDs that he got you for your birthday
had
Peter North.
It was the one that I showed you the other day that had
I remember
Pete North in the sailor suit,
right on the back of the box.
Doesn't
I remember.
Sound too gay, does it? And of course,
how was he?
Well, what I did was
he a fun-loving web slinger?
There's really no reason to log any length of time with
I webbed you
with Pete.
That means
North.
You got the apartment.
You want to go right to the end,
Peter North.
You want to go right to the finish line,
yeah, sure.
And that's exactly what I did, and I just have to say, really, wow. Yeah. Truly, truly amazing. Truly, truly amazing.
Right.
I mean, I just, like, freak of nature, or special effects amazing. I find it difficult to believe.
This is a tough road to go down right at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
But, oh, I hate to boast. I've seen his movies.
Right.
I can do it.
If you can do that, then you're in the wrong business.
I can do it.
If you can do that, you're in the wrong business.
I can do it. I don't know how to prove it to you.
I don't think there's any real way to do that. Well, and there's not any way
you
that I'd really
me
like
upstairs.
I wouldn't want to see that.
But to answer the question of the caller, that Peter North tape, it comes from the new version of Charlotte's Web.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Jesus Christ.
The Web.
But anyway, I just felt it important to mention that because, you know, it was just... We've had him on the show.
Yes.
We've been speaking of him for so long.
Lovingly.
And I just had to, you know, when I saw, oh, my God, he's in one of these films.
Mm-hmm. If I wasn't so fat, I could be a stand-in for him. But it would be like one of those awful stand-ins where all of a sudden you'd see his sculpted body and then you'd see, you know, my big pimply belly button.
I would assume that you guys, that we're about the same age as Peter North would be. Because he's been doing that about that length
while.
Of time.
Yeah.
And I he's not. There's no way that he's like in his 30s.
I'll check on his age.
Very good. Very, very good. What a gay way to start the show.
But
not at all.
You're never too heavy. It works for Ron Jeremy.
He's my role model. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Not Ron Jeremy. Hello. My God, I look like a string bean next to Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm just dandy. How about you?
Just fine.
Jim Dandy. James P. Dandy.
How are you?
I'm Dandy Don. And he's Magnificent Mike.
Hello.
And Burlesque Style Buzz.
How are you? I like that when you...
And Rogue Robbie.
Rogue Robbie, the wandering...
Jovial Johnny.
Hello?
And Jumpy Joe.
And Invade My Space Matt.
Mongoloid Matt.
Mongoloid Matt.
And... Leroy, our other intern.
Montgomery.
I'm sorry.
Monty.
I've given him a loving nickname.
Ah, that's the nickname, is it?
Leroy.
Leroy. No.
Sure.
That will not do.
Yeah, sure.
That will not do.
Sure it will.
Next thing you know, we're going to be on Reverend Al Sharpton's show.
Okay, Leroy. Okay. As in Leroy Brown.
Yeah, those two are those are thick as thieves they are.
Our two new dumb interns.
Yes, Montgomery and Matt the Pole.
Who just stand in the back of the room and stare.
Matt, another rule for you today, Matt. Matt, that's my space before the show, okay? Please. I don't need to see you up there in my space.
Mike, just like me, he wants to be
close
to you.
But even you and I know that we do we not violate each other's space before the show?
Well, not unless you're feeling frisky.
Well, you know, after all that Peter North talk,
you want to see that
when you say you're just like him.
Sure.
Well.
I want to see. No, I don't. Oh, my God. I'm losing weight just thinking about that.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
I want to express my appreciation for that Reverend Al Sharpton clip. I've been listening for about 14 years now. This is a first-time call for me because that was just great.
Thank you.
Thank our friend the Belcher. He's the guy.
And
that
we thank
makes
the Belcher
calls.
Sending those things to us. That's very nice of him.
He is outstanding.
Good work.
Every time. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I want to talk to Don and Mike about some of the sounds they used to play. Icelandic Cowboy. What happened to the Icelandic Cowboy?
Well, I don't know. Maybe if they have time, they'll answer that later in the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That would be the first guy that didn't know it was us today.
Right. Nothing more. Seems to be a theme.
But he didn't, like, linger on for 20 minutes.
Thank God.
With a bulletin from Matt.
Peter North is 50.
Peter North's date of birth is May 11th, 1957 from Canada.
He's
from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
He's older than both of us.
Fitting. No. Oh, yeah, you're right.
He is older than both
he
of
is.
Us. You did a dentist there for a second. No. You said no.
No, yes.
You wanted to disagree, Mr.
I didn't.
Johnny Contrary.
I wanted desperately for it not to be this way, for him not to be older than us.
I just figured with the amount of time he's been making movies. I don't think, is he making movies
it's
still?
It's close, though. He's only a year older than me and only 2 years older than you.
This is true.
Look where we are and look where he is.
If he didn't make movies, what would he do?
I bet he'd trade spots with us.
I bet he would, too. I don't think I'd want to, though. I don't think I could handle that line of work. I really don't think I could.
I could. No, I couldn't. Who am I kidding? Jesus Christ.
No, because you and I are both. In that way, we're both similar. It is all about us. You know?
That's Oogie. That's just Oogie.
As soon as it became a job, you know?
I mean,
that's what I've heard about those guys, that they're machines.
So those guys are like standing around eating ham sandwiches while you're
wearing dirty T-shirts
going to work.
And I was, I don't know what I was watching, but it was some porn star on a legitimate channel that was saying something about the fact that it's not glamorous at all because when they're making the movie, even during the actual act of making the movie, they'll stop to get still photos in certain positions. Yeah. So you'll be... You'll be rolling right along, and they'll say, okay, can you hold that position for a second? I would find that.
I do not have the self-control for that.
No, I don't either.
I'd be making a mess always, everywhere.
It's a skill.
I'd be very messy. I would not be a good study from my director, from my Steven Spielberg of porno.
Because that moment, I believe, is also controlled, too. I mean, they actually say, no, not now.
Right.
All right, now. And then now is like immediately.
Well, I think that's part of the reason, is that it's build up, stop, which is why you get the fire hydrant. I mean,
from some of them.
The power hose. I mean, you know, like the type of hose that you use in a prison riot.
Yes.
You know,
I feel responsible for sending us down this road right now.
No need. Comfortable, Mike, talking about this.
It is the beginning of the show, and here we are just talking about one of our favorite things.
I'm just holding back the desire to call my girlfriend just to have her prove to you.
Uh-huh. There's no way she could prove it.
Yeah, no, just...
You wouldn't believe her?
I wouldn't want to believe her. I wouldn't want to hear her say that. Yeah. You don't want to do that to her.
Why?
You just... Geez.
I wouldn't want to... I'm proud of that.
He's very proud.
He is proud.
Matt,
you know what? Hey, here's the deal. No, you know what? There's no way he's not going there now.
How many cards are you going to bring in?
That's enough, Matthew.
Seven Peter North titles were released in 2007. His alternative names are Al Brown and Matt Ramsey.
Matt Ramsey, yeah.
Yeah, I think he did both kinds of movies.
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact.
He did the gay movies, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we're aware of that. Mm-hmm. People have pointed that out to us.
We're very aware of that.
Nobody knows better than us.
I've had an awful lot of people say to me, Hey, you're aware of that guy, Peter North, you talk about? He's in gay films.
Sure. Uh-huh. We're very aware of that.
How we learned about it.
That's how we know him.
Uh-huh. That's how we roll.
Which do you prefer? The gay or the straight?
Well, you know, I like his gay films.
Sure.
Let's say that.
Gay or straight?
Did anybody see the video of the fat guy that just rolled over? It was on some show. Or he just rolled. It's a fat guy. And he's standing in front of somebody, and he falls. He's huge and sloppy fat. He falls on the ground, and he just does a somersault. Just, I mean, like a dog would roll over. And he stands up and looks at the guy and points at him. He goes, "That's how I roll." I have no idea where I saw it.
On the YouTube? Maybe.
I have no idea where I saw it.
Was it Al Roker?
It was a guy fatter than Al Roker. It was wonderful. It was John Panette fat.
You should ask Joe about the T-shirt that he designed for my idea.
Hold on a second. Let me just get to this Al Roker thing. Uno momento. We got another one of those things where
they were supposed
to cut away for the local forecast.
It doesn't approach what happened yesterday, though.
Yesterday, we can't even describe this on the Today Show. You know, when they cut away for local weather, our station here, Channel 4 in D.C., they seriously have a retard running the switch because when they're supposed to go to the local weatherman, when they say, now here's what's happening in your neighborhood, the camera quite often stays on Al Roker,
right?
And you see him screwing around, and you hear him talking to people.
It's called a cutaway, and they go to the local network. I mean, they're the local newscast.
The other day, they get done with the Today Show. Rob calls me up and says, "Turn it on right now." And they say, "He says, back it up, back it up, back it up." And it's the end where they go, "This is today, the most watched TV show." Blah blah blah. And it's the shot of 30 Rock of Rockefeller Center.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, the affiliates are supposed to cut away,
right?
Well, Channel 4 here didn't, and for 4 solid minutes, all they were running was a picture of Rockefeller Center, and you could hear guys vaguely in the background. That's why we can't play the audio, but it would be guys like going,
"There's a lot of stuff to clean up down here today." How many people were out here?
They're a little sloppy with that telecast.
They're awful. Now that audio we can't play because it was just a TV station.
Whose fault is that? Is that the network or is it the local affiliate? It's got to be the local.
It's got to be Channel 4. Channel 4.
But with that seamless broadcast, I don't understand how that could happen.
So here's another one this morning, at about 7:20. When they say, now here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Right. That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Don't be
so
angry with the phone.
Man.
You know what? That happened.
She was afraid there was going to be a lightning strike, so she kicked the phone away.
He's talking about Curry, isn't he?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Wow!
He doesn't like Curry.
No, you can leave it down. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
It's all right. It's all good.
Hey.
It's all okay.
You'll be able to drop it.
And the wall, too.
Yes.
Matt, your latest weather. Matt?
You know, sometimes you realize just how difficult that gig is.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. That's your latest weather, Matt.
But it's great just to see him standing there goofing around.
Right.
There was a great dig at Curry today when they went outside and she was talking about how much more pleasant the weather was. And she says, it feels almost like the same temperature as your skin, whatever temperature that would be. And Matt said, 98.6.
She's a ditz.
Oh, she is.
Stupid she is a
Curry.
Turbo ditz.
Boy, is she excited to talk to all the Harry Potter people, though. You would think she's talking to, like, Reagan.
That's her wheelhouse.
Yeah, she loves it.
Here's my pet peeve about Ann Curry, who has that look of a deer with the eyes and the headlights.
Right.
And now sitting at the news desk for me.
For me. Loves to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in the news desk for me. Here's a lesser woman who looks much better than me and I know wants the job, but I want to say again, sitting in for me at the news desk.
My job, the job I have forever until I die, until they have to pry my corpse off the set.
She should be very worried they let Stone Phillips go. When we were on vacation, I am the only person in the world that watched the 2-hour Dateline NBC tribute to Stone Phillips.
Wow. Did they fire Stone Phillips?
Yes, they did.
Why did they fire Stone
Budget
Phillips?
Cuts.
He's not worth the money.
Really?
Well,
but he was Mr. Dateline.
Come on.
Why'd they bring Curry in there?
works cheap, I bet.
I bet that's exactly what it is.
And I got what I wanted when I watched the Stone Phillips thing. They showed the clip of Jack Black.
Oh, Stone Phillips.
More than meets the eye. I remember that.
Sitting right in the face, and Stone Phillips says, why do you crack up on me? He goes, Stone Phillips, more than meets the eye.
Who is the troll that's been sitting in for Curry the past 2 days?
Well, that's the one that I usually see is Natalie Morales.
No, they had her at Niagara Falls today.
Oh, really?
And there's this troll that's perhaps past her prime.
The pregnant one?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, you mean...
She's got a weird name.
Hadu or Heydu?
That's the one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her. Oh, you should tune in tomorrow and see...
Really?
See her beguiling face.
Wow.
She might be profiled at an airport.
Oh, I would hope so. She should be profiled at Channel 4.
Well, that name sounds like that. Hadu. Might be a profiling name.
With her buka.
Burka.
Buka is what you and I used to drink before live shows.
It's your sham.
Shambuka.
Rhymes with buka. Welcome to the show. Hello, Don and Mike show. What's happening?
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
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 Hey, do you
Do we what?
Do you watch that show Little Bush on Comedy Central?
Little Bush.
Yeah. That's the comedy about the cartoon. Mm-hmm. No, not seen it, honey.
No,
you haven't.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Do you like it?
You should watch it. It's really
do
funny.
You like it?
Yeah.
How long have you been on the pill?
You should watch it.
How long have you been on the pill, honey?
What?
How long have you been on the pill?
Oh, I don't know.
How long? How long have you been taking the birth control pills?
I don't take it.
You don't take it?
Thought so.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
Babies having babies.
Uh-oh. That's...
I don't like babies.
Well, I hope your cousin wears a rubber.
What?
I
think that got through. I think that one might have gotten through.
She's processing it.
I hope that your cousin wears a rubber.
Has to be a little more direct, though.
When you make love with him.
How long have you been sleeping with your cousin?
I don't sleep with my cousins. That's really weird. It's scary.
Why is that weird?
It's scary.
Why?
Why?
What could happen? What could go wrong?
Because all my cousins are like 8 years older than me.
All right, but take away the age difference. Well, what would be wrong with that if you wanted to get it on with one of your cousins? What could go wrong?
If it was good enough for a former president, it was good enough for you.
Seriously. Answer me this. What would be wrong? What could possibly go wrong if you made love with a cousin?
Yeah, my babies could have two heads.
And why would that be?
Because I slept with my cousin.
There it is.
Which
hey,
I
very
did
good. Can you name the most recent United States president who married a cousin?
Can you name the most recent president?
I'm making it tougher, Buzz.
I understand.
Can you name the most recent U.S. president that married his cousin?
I don't know.
You know, guess. Just try a guess. A little effort.
Wild guess.
George Bush.
Yes, you're right. He married his cousin, Laura Bush. I bet you are hot as balls, aren't you? I bet you're like a little Paris Hilton in training. You're like a white trash Paris Hilton.
Do you have any tats?
No.
Just a bunch of white trash.
You got any tats?
No, I want a few, though.
Oh, where? Above the belt line? The target?
I want to get a few on my neck, on my wrist, and my ankles.
Hey,
and
the neck. You know, nothing says you want to get into that law firm more than the neck tattoo.
Where else?
Hey, come on, Mike. Tats are happening now. don't get on my gal here. Girl power.
Girl power.
That's what I'm about, girl power.
Well, it could be like yesterday's show where the call started bad, and then I turned around and ended up loving the caller. But so far, that doesn't seem to be working.
Tell me something, lovely. What's your first name? Any idea?
To me?
No.
You know, you were the one we were talking to.
Duh. You, my love. What's your name? What's your given name? Now, not the nicknames like bitch that you answer to. What's the name that mama gave you?
Megan.
Oh, a lovely name.
Wonderful. Megan. What do you do, Megan?
I go to school so I can get an education.
What grade are you in, Megan?
I'm in 9th grade.
Oh.
I'm going into 10th grade. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hold All on. Right. Joe wants to talk to you.
Yes. See you later, Megan.
I take it back. Mac wants to talk to you.
That's bad.
And so does Leroy.
Montgomery.
Three guys in the back room want to talk to you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, two things. One, the fat guy running on the stage is from Last Comic Standing.
Okay. All right, that's where I saw it.
And secondly, if the Belcher never sends in another call, you can thank John and Joe.
What are you talking about, the supposed fight that they had?
Well, it's not a supposed fight. I mean, you know, I think it's pretty ridiculous how John threw him under the bus and said how crazy he was. I converse with the guy on a daily basis.
Hey, dude, I covered this. I thought this was covered ground.
Dude, so we did an entire segment about this on the show. You're so behind.
You're way behind. No,
I'm not far behind at all. I know. It was last week or so ago. And, you know,
last week we were on vacation.
Hey, dude, we are getting brand new calls from the Belcher every day. Everything is good.
I understand that, but what I'm saying.
No, you don't understand that. You just said you started your hold on. You started your call with, "Hey, if you never get any more new calls from the Belcher," so how can you say I know that?
Let me tell you,
new cars.
I said if you stop. I didn't say you're stopping.
Yes,
you
did. You assumed that we weren't getting new calls.
I know. You had 9 new ones sitting on the back burner after your birthday.
9 new ones.
Yeah.
9 new ones. How did you come up with the number of 9?
Well, it's just a roundabout figure that I've calculated.
Oh, you're right. You're
off. You just made it up. You're talking about the MySpace. Hold on. Stop for a second. You're talking about the MySpace thing. We covered that.
And you know what he's doing? This is a caller that has had trouble getting through, and he's calling to bust John's balls and bust Joe's balls.
John, go ahead.
Sir, you're an idiot of the highest order. Yes,
John,
you are.
John, the Belcher hasn't helped you at all in any facet of that show.
Excuse me?
And all you got to do is say thanks to him once. It's pretty pathetic.
No, you don't have any idea what my relationship with the Belcher is, so why don't you just shut the hell up?
Shut the hell up. I mean, come on. Calm down, Joe.
Who?
That's John, not Joe.
They both share a brain, so.
Hold on. Listen,
and
you are really not one to
you
be,
got,
you're,
buddy.
Not, you're not one to be talking about brain size in this argument. You're talking about the MySpace thing, where the Belcher, for a moment, got his panties in a wad. We talked about it all on the radio. The Belcher was IMing John.
It got completely resolved.
During the entire thing, it's over. It's done.
And then you bring up something that happened weeks ago, like it's some sort of new idea. And whether you believe it's a new idea or not, that's the way you presented it.
Okay. I mean, like I said, all I'm saying is...
No, you're 100% wrong, dude.
I'm 100% wrong.
Yes.
The Belcher is completely happy.
Especially with John. Yes.
Sunshine.
Yes.
John and the Belcher completely repaired
John,
their relationship.
John, how are things with you and the Belcher?
I talked to him on the phone the other day.
Oh, sure. Okay.
You don't think I did, sir?
Hello? You talked to him on the phone?
Yes, I did.
I'm not saying I talked to him, but... You know, Heath.
No, you did. You just said that we're not friends, that he hates me,
and
that we don't understand.
The conversations I've had with him prove otherwise.
You've never had a conversation with him. Left one.
How you getting along?
Okay, I'm not on his top friends list on MySpace.
you've never had a conversation with him.
No, and that's why.
All right, there's another lie. You have never talked to him.
Conversation with the guy, and he just randomly said to put me in his MySpace.
Well, give me your first name, sir.
His name is Heath. His first name is Heath.
His first name is Heath. I'll remember that, and the next time I speak with the Belcher, I will ask him if he knows what an ass wipe you are.
Oh, please do.
Okay. All right, good.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye,
toodly ass. Did you mean toodaloo ass?
That's what I said.
No, you said toodly ass.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess we'll agree to disagree.
No, you misspoke again.
No, you're
right. We're right, you're wrong.
We have
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7 witnesses
who all know you're wrong.
And they're all listening right now, 7 listeners, and they all know. They all know you're wrong.
That's right.
Okay.
All of us.
Okay.
Sure.
You want to try it again? You want to try the toodaloo thing again?
Not necessary.
No. You want to think of another catchphrase that we've invented on the show that you can mimic back at us, or do you want to say anything original?
I'm not original in the least bit.
No, that's true.
Well, you've proven that.
Okay.
However, when we talked to your cousin a second ago, she was hot as balls.
Fantastic.
You should really wear a rubber.
We look forward to the arrival of your mutant offspring.
You're everything that's great about MySpace and Facebook.
That's true.
Oh, hell, let's make it the internet in general. Might as well.
You're like that creep in that Silent Bob and Jerry movie where they go to the guy's house. There was write something about him on the internet. And they say, are you? And it's like some 13-year-old kid, and they just beat his ass.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, son?
Not necessary.
How old are you?
It doesn't make how old I am.
We need to know.
I'm just curious.
How old are you, boy?
What difference does it make?
You got any hair down there?
What doesn't? All the more reason to share.
I'm 12 years old.
I don't believe that.
12 years old.
Why are you lying about your age?
Why you ask? What difference does it make how old I am?
Because quite often in radio programs, in newspaper articles, people's age is mentioned. People are curious about age.
It doesn't make a difference.
And now the fact that you have been very cryptic about it and you don't want to answer it, you're not being forthcoming, it makes me more curious as to just how old you are.
You're curious!
I'm curious.
Must make a difference.
And obviously it's an issue with you.
Is that an issue?
Come on, deny it's an issue. See, I knew you were going to do that, too. See, when I said it's an issue with you, I knew the next thing you were going to say was, it's not an issue with me.
Oh, you're a genius.
Which proves that it is an issue with you.
I just don't understand why it's relevant that you know my age. You've already proven me.
Because you sound like a stupid, punk-ass kid. And we like to find out if you're a stupid, punk-ass kid or a full-grown, dumb-ass man. Mm-hmm. My bet is that you're about 16.
16?
Yeah.
Okay, you go with that.
I'm going to guess early 20s living with mother.
Buzz, you got a guess?
I'll say 18.
Rob? Wow.
22.
That's right about where I am, Rob. 22. Right. That would be right.
So come on, play the game with us. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
Do you live at home with your mother?
No, I live at home. On my own for 4 years.
At home. Live at home.
So you're from the Baltimore area?
You better believe it.
Live at home.
Oh, we do.
Sacramento Junior.
Uh-huh. All right, so you love MySpace, huh?
I also love it, but I'm on it. So.
Well, now that we've gotten, pried the age out of you, you care to elaborate and let us know what you do for a living?
Oh, that's certainly not required.
Why?
Are you unemployed?
You know what we do.
I'm gainfully employed.
What do you do? You know what we do? Come on.
I know what you guys do.
No, we're not trying to find out.
I'm successfully employed.
We're not trying to find out where you work. We're trying to find out what field you're in.
On a mechanical field.
No surprise. No surprise. You know what I'm saying?
That could be so many things, though.
Sure. You know what
exactly.
It is, though.
You're a Maytag repairman.
Mike,
well, I wouldn't be working if I was.
You're shooting way too high there,
my
friend.
I am. It requires qualification.
Think grease monkey.
Not with cars.
I'm thinking.
You can work in a mechanical field and not work with cars.
Are you a guy that works for like a Jiffy Lube but not in the shop? You stand out on the street with the sign that says Express Lube.
I know what he is.
What is he, Rob?
Are you a ditch digger, son?
You got it.
No, I know what he is. He's one of those sign spinners that you see on the side of the road.
Stop slow guy.
Those
are you a stop slow guy?
No, I'm not a stop slow. I hold this sign for the spa sale.
Are you a handyman, a fix it guy?
I'm an inspector of sorts.
This guy is just a jerk.
I can't stand him.
I really hate him so much.
What makes you cry?
What makes me cry?
Besides the mirror.
Rainbows.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I have a fiance.
You have a fiance. Oh, my God. How sad is that?
How many kids you got?
Zero.
Good.
When are you getting married?
This September, actually.
Why? Why would you get married?
I'm getting married in Wisconsin.
Why would you get married?
Because I've been with her for 8 years, so I figure why not get the tax break.
Is she afflicted?
I'm sorry?
Dumb, deaf, blind?
No, not in the least.
Infirmed
crippled?
In some way?
Is she a cripple?
She is a picture perfect of health.
She's a picture perfect of health, Mike. Uh-huh. This guy's happening.
He is.
Well, listen, you sure did show us.
Yeah.
So thanks. Thanks for being such an assertive jackass when you first called in, and now you've reverted to the piece of dryer lint that you are. Jesus Christ! Seriously, I could rip off a sheet of Bounce fabric softener that could knock you over.
Oh really?
You know when you pull that little screen out of the dryer and you fold back all that lint, there's this little black spot in the middle, and it's you.
Oh,
you are the stain in my underpants on a hot day. Oh, hell, who am I kidding? On the coldest day, you're still the stain in my underpants.
The perma stain. As a matter of fact, henceforth, your name shall be Stain, not Heath. It is Stain. That's for calling, Stain.
I is Stain! Stain of the mountain! Get out of here, you douchebag.
Stain.
Okay.
Seriously.
Bye, guys. Bye.
You've made us break all of Man Cow's radio commandments now. Look what, see what you made me do? See what you made Mike do?
Oh, that's refreshing. That's just like that little tiny thimble of sorbet you get at a gourmet meal.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I'm from your deep past, man. I'm one of the stars of the world of Don and Mike.
The world of Don and Mike.
Our ill-fated CD-ROM.
Oh, the CD-ROM.
CD-ROM, yes.
Yeah, we were way ahead of the curve on that.
Well, it came back to bite me in the ass, man. One of my wife's friends bought a copy of it off of eBay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they got through it. And her friend showed her, me, you know, in my glory on that thing.
Oh, yeah, we had some of our listeners naked at the end of the CD-ROM.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We had like an interactive strip trivia game where you could say naked listeners.
Right.
I remember you saying, great technology.
Uh-huh.
Don't you remember when you said that?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
When I said what, Mike?
Great technology. But it was. It was rather cutting edge at the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was. It was
way ahead of it. There was nobody else doing that.
I could never get the goddamn thing to work in my computer either.
Well, my now ex-wife's friend got it to work, and one of the main points she made at the divorce thing was that I willfully engaged in demented activity.
Yeah, I believe right. This guy.
Guilty.
I'm like our previous caller. I believe every word this caller says.
Yeah,
that's true.
Don and Mike show. What's up?
Radio God.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, yesterday, last night, I heard that tour of Dennis Murphy on this local Carmichael Dave show.
He was on another show out in Sacramento after he was here?
Yeah, exactly. And he was...
what a whore.
He was blowing sunshine at this guy's ass, telling him that he should replace... that his show should replace your guys's in the morning time.
Oh, that's... your guys's and you're out of there.
Oh, dear.
For your guys's. But nice to know that Dennis didn't have enough airtime yesterday.
Yeah, he wanted to get a little payback.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Remember, that's what that lady said when we had him on yesterday.
Exactly.
She said she's going to throw up from Dennis.
Den Murphy.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Hey, did you happen to catch Roker today or yesterday? I'm watching the Today show, and they were talking about the weather, and they were talking about this upcoming interview they were going to do with a husband and wife actor-actress team. And they cut away, and they show Lauer talking to this actress who is just a babe.
Let me just stop you for a second. I love it when you refer to the anchors by their last names.
Yeah, Lauer.
That's beautiful. Lauer,
Vieira,
Roker.
They cut away to Lauer, and he's interviewing this actress, and she's a babe, and the headlights.
Hello? Oh, the headlights. Were you going to say the headlights were on?
Yeah. He's gone.
Oh, yeah. That's just what. Why did he waste all that time at the beginning?
It was Posh Spice.
Oh, really? Was it really?
Boom.
And she had the.
Nice.
She had the cut glass?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like
nice.
Her. She doesn't smile.
What about the vagina?
Didn't show that.
Can't answer that. Don't know about that. Hey, here's a surprise. Enjoy these commercials right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.